Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, I'm amazed how my garden has shaken off the snow and is back to business as usual. Snowdrops are still lovely, but the crocuses have joined them and there are daffodils just starting to peek out. The garden is really getting underway and all those lovely summery treats like visiting gardens under the National Garden Scheme really don't seem that far off. Now, I do try and keep you up to date with the gardens that open locally under the National Garden Scheme, but I thought it'd be good to try and find out a little bit more about this wonderful scheme. So I spoke to Jackie O'Leary. She's one of the Hertfordshire National Garden Scheme coordinators. Let's see what she had to say. Jackie, thank you very much for joining me. So for those of us who don't know, just tell us, what is the National Open Garden Scheme?
Well, the National Garden Scheme is basically, as it says, it's a scheme which enables normal people and other houses that you can't normally go and see the gardens, but people open their gardens for charity. And we are the largest charity that supports nursing, nursing charities, the largest funder of nursing charities.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people would be very surprised to hear that.
Yes.
Really would be. So sort of within Hertfordshire, what charities do we support?
Well, the whole National Garden Scheme supports, as I say, nursing charities. So we've got the Queen's Nursing Institute. Ones people are more familiar with, the Macmillan Cancer Support, Marie Curie, Carers Trust, Parkinson's, and we also have guest charities.
Yeah.
So they're supported nationally, although we do fundraising in regions. So last year, Hertfordshire actually raised £87,000 just through opening their gardens.
That's fantastic, isn't it? That's,
yes.
That's really, really good to hear. And all of this is literally just from the lovely thing of people opening their gardens and people just paying a little bit to visit them, have a cup of tea, slice of cake or whatever.
That's right. The famous tea and cake,
yes,
that goes with it.
Yes.
So yes, so generally people pay a small admission, but each garden has a, you know, has set their price.
Yeah.
And it's around about £5 on the whole.
Yeah.
And you can go have a look around the garden, have nice tea and cake, hopefully have a bit of good weather and just sit and, you know, enjoy.
What a lovely thing to do as well. I found it quite interesting that there was a sort of an association between the National Garden Scheme and nursing. And I wondered if there's more than just a financial attachment there.
It's from its roots where it started. So actually last year we celebrated our 90th year, and it was set up in 1927.
That's a long time, isn't it? That
it
really is.
Yes.
And shows what a really great thing it is as well. So is it literally just about fundraising, or is the National Garden Scheme about more than that? Is it about encouraging people into their gardens?
Primarily, it is around fundraising, but it's also the well-being, and there's a big theme going on at the moment in gardens and health, where we've commissioned a report to, because there's a lot of different individual projects and activities going on, but none of these are really coordinated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of research that actually can link the benefits of being in your garden and gardening and the health benefits, whether it's relaxation. I think the famous one is Monty Don, who will quite openly say that it helped him,
yes,
with mental health, the time he spent in the garden.
Yeah.
So that is a theme that we're doing and pursuing actively. And this year in August, there will be a week where different gardens open for free, but they link in with local community groups and different people that, say, wouldn't normally be able to get into a garden.
Yes.
So they can come and visit.
Yeah. And I wondered sort of with the nursing thing, actually, for those of us perhaps who have cancer or other kind of illness, the benefits of just being out, seeing
very therapeutic.
Space.
That's,
yes,
right. There's a lot of that's been recognised again, because a lot of different charities are now actively making sure they have designed gardens and respite space,
yes,
where people can go and sit, whether it be on their own or when their family and friends come and visit, that they've got escape space and just relaxation.
Yeah, so beautiful gardens are so much more than just flowers and prettiness. It's got a really deep, really great purpose there as well. So are there any highlights in the Hertfordshire National Garden Scheme calendar for this year? Have we got any notable new gardens?
Oh, we've got loads of them. Well, this year in Hertfordshire, we've got 11 new gardens, which we're really pleased about. We've got a lovely small garden. So I know you haven't asked me this, but actually gardens can be of all sizes.
Right.
So we can have small gardens or bigger gardens that you can't normally get into, like Hatfield House, that will open specially. But this year we've got a lovely small garden, 102 Cambridge Road, which is opening. And the lady there is a great horticulturalist and grows everything from seed. So, of course, with this local the snow we've been having, yeah. I was getting these panicked emails going,
yes.
Oh, I've put all my seeds out and I can't do and whatever. So,
yes, of course.
That's right, that's right. Because you're already preparing. Any work I do, we open our garden. Any work I'm doing now is just focused on when your garden's going to be open.
Yes.
But she is a great example of how you can have a really, a normal 1930s semi back garden,
yeah,
and the planting she's got in there and the back half is an allotment, so that's a really nice one.
So the gardens that you open, it's quite an intimidating thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So many of the gardens are stunning, absolutely wonderful. What is it that makes a good National Garden Scheme garden? You've said that size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter. I think there's a number. I was speaking to the late Julie Wise, who's been involved as a volunteer for years in Hertfordshire, and she's been looking out for new gardens. And I said, well, what is it that you really look for? Now, there is an intuition thing where you just know, but, you're looking for somebody that's either a good plants person, that there is some design element there, there is things of interest. So it's a combination of those. It's not just specifically one thing.
And you mentioned one of the new gardens that you bought on for this year with an allotment. Is it all about flowers and looking nice, or,
yeah,
or is it about productivity as well?
Well, everything. How do you use your space? This small garden is wonderful where, you've got the area where you can use as a more traditional garden, and then at the back, very healthy plants growing and how they use there. But there's all shapes and sizes. Another new one we've got is Fishpool in Fishpool Street in St Albans.
Oh, yes.
And then the other extreme where we have, it's not new, but every 2 years Burke Hampstead does a music festival and they've got 12 gardens and steel bands and different
So 12 gardens close together that all open.
12 gardens, so the whole village opens basically.
Yes.
And they open for a number of charities, but that's been going for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And are you on the lookout for new gardens to open?
Yes, we're always keen to take new gardens on.
Right.
And
if somebody had a garden which was, well, they kind of thought might be possible, they'd get in touch with you and then perhaps a little bit more work for next year.
Yes, because sometimes if we don't think it's going to be suitable,
yeah,
you wouldn't just be let down gently. You'd be given areas that you could improve on or things that you may want to consider that could then probably bring you up to being able to open your garden.
Yeah.
So it's, a garden's a revolving thing. So it's, you just become part of that.
Well,
that process.
I think that's right, isn't it? And also perhaps opening your garden gives you a little bit of a focus,
it certainly does.
When your mother-in-law comes, that gives you a focus as well. Yes, a similar effect. But just to sort of really think about it and make a few changes and really make a,
When you know you're opening your garden on a certain date, any time you put your fork in the ground.
Yes.
You're working out what's it going to be like then. So, yes, it does.
And do your volunteers who open their gardens, do they find it a rewarding experience?
Oh, yes. We open our garden. We opened it for the second time last year. I just love it. I just love... I love the community element of it because I couldn't do it without the help and support of friends and people in the village because they're there doing the teas and coffees. We have a local, Rochford's is a wholesale nursery.
Yes.
And they donate plants. So all the takings can go to the NGS or are chosen. On the teas and coffees, they can go to our chosen charities if we wish.
Oh, okay. So you can choose a charity to support.
On the teas and coffees,
well,
it can either go to the NGS or.
Yeah.
So in the past, I've supported Alzheimer's. Last year, we did the brownies, our local, because I help at brownies, so we did the local brownies, and
all sorts of lovely things. That sounds really good. So it could be a really good little fundraising thing if there's a little charity that you'd like to support as well.
Yes.
That sounds great. Now, there was just one final element, the education element. You know, it's not just about visiting gardens, looking, oh, it's lovely. Yeah. It sounds like you want us to learn from each other as well.
Yes, I mean, when I open our garden, you always, always ask questions. People dig you out and they've got something that they want to know. The worst is when you're trying to remember the name of a plant off the top of your head and you go, oh. But yes, and people learn from each other. They talk to each other that when they're there. And it just becomes quite a nice community atmosphere, really.
Right, yeah. Excellent. That sounds really good. So just get us started as far as the Hertfordshire scene goes. There have already been gardens that have opened with snowdrops in, but not really into the sort of main swing of things. When do things really start to happen?
June's a very good, May, June is a very good month.
Yeah.
And they really kick off then. So I support a number of gardens. And June, I am going to be extremely busy. So
excellent.
But there's a little booklet that people, or there's a famous yellow book, which has all the gardens in. But the easiest way is to actually go online to ngs.org.uk. And it is very easy to look at gardens, what's on this weekend, over the period, and will give you what type of garden they are and whether they've got wheelchair access or doing teas and cakes, whether plants are for sale.
Now, that is a good point, Jackie. Actually, a lot of the gardens are wheelchair accessible.
They are. They will state on the bottom. And, of course, they are people's private homes.
Yeah.
So some aren't wheelchair accessible.
But they
will state where they are wheelchair accessible.
A lovely thing to do if that is an issue for you.
Yes.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming and sharing that. Keep up the good work. And we hope the sun shines on all of those lovely NGS gardens this year.
Thank you very much.
I was talking there to Jackie O'Leary from the National Garden Scheme in Hertfordshire. Now, I'll put the information about the National Garden Scheme on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website, radioverulam.com/environment. So do take a look, whether you'd like to visit gardens or whether you're inspired to look into opening your own garden next year. Go on, don't be shy. Another event that you might like to go to, The Kindness of Strangers is a fundraising event taking place at Sir John Laws on next Monday, the 12th of March. It's at 7 o'clock and it's raising money for Oxfam's refugee appeal. They say The Kindness of Strangers brings people together for a heartwarming evening of stories about journeys in faraway places. Be whisked away to the ends of the earth and have your faith in humanity restored. Hear influential and adventurous people share their experiences of being helped out by kind strangers. That sounds nice, doesn't it? And they say we'll be treated to two guest speakers, as well as some musical entertainment from Sir John Laws musicians. The speakers are Fergal O'Nwalan, please excuse me if I haven't pronounced that right, and Daniel Martin, who are both explorers stroke adventurists with amazing stories to tell. And the tickets are £8 for adults, £5 for children, and the event's suitable for anybody of senior school age upwards. If you'd like to come along, then they have a Facebook page, or you can email hcox@sjl.hearts.sch.uk. And just another little thing that I know that you're going to like. The Great British Spring Clean is taking place right from now until March the 25th, when litter heroes, and that could be you, from right across the country are going to be doing their bit to remove as much litter as possible from the environment. So think about all that plastic stuff, for example. If it starts off as litter here, the chances are it ends up with the dolphins in the oceans. Now, there are a number of organised community litter picks taking part around St Albans that you can join in. You can look on the Keep Britain Tidy or the Litter Action websites, but those are on Saturday the 17th of March. There's going to be a community litter pick from Howard Shops between 10 and 12. And then there's going to be a community litter pick on Sunday, March the 18th, meeting at 10 o'clock in the Recreation Ground car park at Park Street Lane. So two litter picks that are organised there. But you don't need to join an organised event to be a litter hero. You can pick up a piece of litter anywhere and you qualify. So they tell us, join the assembled litter heroes by sharing your #litterhero picture on social media. sounds like a great idea. Put some fun into picking up the litter, which is a wonderful way of cleaning up the environment for spring. Give it all a spring clean. So something else, we've had some cold weather, but you might have known somebody who's still struggling to keep their house warm. They could be entitled to free or discounted home energy improvements with Heart's Warmer Homes scheme. They could get help with insulation and with heating repairs, making their homes more efficient, cheaper to run, warmer and a lot more environmental. Now, apparently, take-up has been low so far, but those people who have been helped have been really delighted with the help that they've received. So have a think if there's perhaps an elderly person or somebody with young children or someone who's ill. It's people from these vulnerable groups who are going to be eligible for this scheme. Then do get in touch. You can call 0300 123 044 or email info@heartshelp.net. So that's the Heart's Help scheme, Heart's Warmer Homes, and it's there to help vulnerable people stay warm, make changes to their houses to stay warm. And that can also include things like boiler repairs, etc. So do take a look, please, at the Radio Verulam website. We've got the podcast, which is there. You'll find those either on the front pages of the page, also, which is devoted to podcasts from all sorts of different shows, but you can find all the Environment Matters podcasts there. Do get in touch. Tweet us at RV_environment or drop us an email, amanda@radioverulam.com. I'll be with you at the same time next week. So until then, enjoy the warmer weather, get out into your garden, and thank you for listening.